I have a couple topics in my head, and they have no real connective tissue other than they are both things I am thinking about, which is a core facet of this show, things I think about. Number one, I'm very grateful for credit card, not even fraud protection, but like just purchase protection. Every once in a while, I mean, I get lots of ads on Instagram and other services for protein-related things. And sometimes you see like insane prices for like David's protein bars, which I wanted to try, but are overpriced. And when I saw the price and how cheap it was, I was like, this seems like it could be fraud. Seems like it'd be a fake store. And I ordered it. I did what I could to verify that it seemed like a real store. They had a real privacy policy, whatever, had a real contact email address. That's a telltale sign. If you go and they have like a Gmail, privacy policy email address. And, they sent me a tracking number that never worked. It was like China Post and it never would load anything. It said it was an invalid tracking number. So I told the credit card company and they gave me the money back right away while they investigate. And they called today and they're like, they said that they shipped it and that you have it. And I'm like, well, ask them for a tracking number because they didn't ship it and I don't have it. And here's the tracking number they gave me. They're like, yeah, you're going to win this one. Don't worry about it. But anyway, I'm appreciative that I have that protection. I'm also appreciative for theme songs.
Your Daily Lex.
Now, protein bars have pluses or minuses. I like to have my protein bars be 200 calories or fewer and have 20 grams of protein or more. You know, sometimes for my protein boost as a snack or as a meal supplement, I'll use, you know, I get these overpriced packages of kosher beef jerky. And at one point I had said to the trainer I work with, you know, I feel bad about the red meat quantity I'm having because I had been working to lower my red meat intake over the past several years. And he's like, yeah, I get that. But, you know, your protein up is helping you achieve these weight loss goals by doing these things. And essentially his point was kind of, you got to pick your poison, right? So you can't. You're now this way, you know, you're losing weight and your red meat intake is up, but you're healthier in all these other ways and not carrying all the extra weight is good for you, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. Anyway, I have more red meat than I think I should, but I'm also down 50 pounds. Who's counting? And, let's see, what were my other topics? Oh, it's a sad thing about humanity that we're better at having empathy when we have a problem of our own. That reminds us. Now, I will say, I have been very pleased myself recently because for the past months, I've been remembering to be grateful. Hey, I can breathe through my nose easily, or, you know, I feel good today. I am not sick. I haven't been sick for months and months. And I was taking time to have gratitude because it's easy to forget to have gratitude for not being sick. And then when you get sick, you're like, oh my God, this is so horrible. But now I've been sick and it sucks and I hate it. And I'm very much looking forward to not being sick. But I've been dealing with a chronic pain issue, as I've talked about, my left arm. It's actually getting worse, which is fun. I have an MRI in the middle of this month, which I'm looking forward to because something's got to give. But dealing with like constant chronic pain sucks. And I have plenty of friends who do it. My wife deals with chronic pain. And it's frustrating. Recently, it's been extra frustrating, like really, really bothering me because it's affecting things I can do. Like sometimes when Lauren and I go somewhere together, I drive. Lauren doesn't like driving. I do like driving. So it works out perfectly. But recently I've been having her drive because driving is a massive extra pain trigger for my left arm. And then it's disappointing to both of us because I feel dumb that I'm not driving and she wishes she didn't have to drive, although she's obviously very grateful, or not grateful. She's very happy to do it if it's going to save me some pain. There's things that there's a scene that involves lifting in this Fiddler. Boy, I could talk about Fiddler for a long time, but I don't like complaining, so I'm not going to. There's a scene where we have to lift a chair in Fiddler, and I do not help lift the chair. And they were like, but you're big and strong and work out. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not going to do that because it would hurt my arm. I can see that it would hurt my arm. I know that it will hurt my arm, and my arm is not up for it right now. And it really bothers me. Like, there's things I can't do because of it. And sometimes I'm just dealing with insane levels of pain in my arm. So anyway, I'm hoping that the MRI shows something because I would like a treatment. They tried physical therapy and it would alleviate some symptoms, but they thought that it would make it all better and it didn't. So they're like, we got to get to the next level. So hopefully they see something and then they can treat that something. If you see something, treat something. That's what I always say. What else? I don't know. LinkedIn is really annoying. It's important. I use it for work. I keep tabs on what friends and colleagues and former coworkers, et cetera, are up to. And I have to share stuff there, whatever, but it's just so annoying. It's just so annoying. LinkedIn is built to be annoying and it's very good at it. That's my well thought out complaint. Anyway, it's Tuesday. It's June 3rd. I hope you're having a wonderful day and, Only a week and a half or so until I can get rid of this gigantic beard, which has really reached new heights of enormousness. And now when I'm doing the show, we're in dress rehearsals, tech rehearsals, I brush the beard up and it's that full Manzoukas look and it's insane. Like it really, I think I look truly unhinged. So now you know. Goodbye.
Lex.